Hey everyone, I'm gonna address you now so that I can get back into space with the Shanetti here. My name is Niyama Xiong. I am the founder of Outliers Edge and a co-creator in the World of Difference movement. Today, I get to have the pleasure of being in deep co-creative conversation once again with Shanette Meyer. Shanette, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. So always. Yeah. Very happy to be here with you, co-creating the conversation, not knowing where we're going, but knowing that we are flowing, which I love. And while I'm Shanette Meyer, I'm the founder and co-creator of the Positive Impact Movement, and also leading the leadership circle for the New Earth, which is part of the Positive Impact Movement. And that's what it's now time to create and then to co-create. So that's where Niyama and I were talking before, no? December is time of, I believe December is time of creating, defining, creating, feeling, flowing for then in next year to start doing. But already with the some baseline in what there is.
Now there's something here, and y'all, I'm going to dive into just staying with Shanette here. What we'd like to do is give you a chance to see some of how we're thinking as socially conscious leaders and as difference makers in the world, and some of the thoughts that we are working through, as well as some of the ideas that feel really relevant. So enjoy, be a part of this conversation, send some comments, you know, let us know if you want to come join us, I'm going to dive in with you here, right? I feel like I needed to do that so I can really be
here. No, I love it. I love it because I love when we get comments and also to co-create, no, with
everyone. So I think it'd be good to for a couple of different things. Firstly, as you said about it's December time this time, one of the things that's come up, there's a lot of setting goals for the next year. It's a hot topic right now. I also realized internally that I have two kind of competing feelings. One of them is finishing off the year strong, and the other one of them is starting off the year strong, you know? And the competition of them, as I say it out loud, I'm like, why are they competing? They're two different times, time frames. But I think the competition is what I feel I can do in the short term that would be almost running through the finish line in a strong way would mean that I would then start the next year off without anything in the pipeline more beyond what it is that I've been doing, you know? So that feels like it's at odds. And you were talking earlier before we hit record about this is a time period for you to be creating, and then next month would be more about doing. And I'm really curious, there may be something in that where it's isn't creating doing? Isn't doing creating? You know, and yet you see them as two different things. So I'd be curious about if you can elaborate on that a little bit, and then give a couple of examples, and then I'll come back in.
Yeah, well, it comes through what I feel, no, and I learned to listen to to what I feel, and not so much to my mind that is saying you have to do and you have to bring this to the world and showing and start doing. No, so for me, when I say creating is it's imagining, it's defining, it's creating, but not necessarily doing. Doing is the step of doing the creation. You know, creation is the definition, the thinking where I'm going, where I am. And from there, I'm creating through what I feel in the moment, through the intuitions I get, I create. But then based on that creations, I do. So I've learned through these years of socially conscious leadership that the doing doesn't come before the creation. The doing is the one that we are pushed to do. Because we are told that we have we cannot stay and relax and take our time and look inside. We are told we always have to do, no? To do and to show up. And for me, having done that so many times without the creation from the heart, because you can, when what you were saying, the differentiation, I could create from the mind, but create from the mind is doing. Creation from the heart is the building, defining, thinking, feeling, and then I do based on that. No? But I already went inside and felt that whatever I might have thought, it's okay for me, it's not okay where I'm, you know? So that's the difference. So I've been, I many times I've done feeling I had to give something to the world, to show up, and it hasn't worked out well. I had to go back and redo. So now, before I do, I really create. I feel, I read, I listen to podcasts, or I yeah. And from there, I listen to my intuition, and then I create, and then I do. For instance, an example, I've been feeling of doing a podcast, okay? It's called the Leadership Circle podcast. Okay, I still don't know the content. I have some insights in the morning, 5 a.m. or 6, and I say, maybe I should go there. But I still don't know the content, but I know I will know it when the time comes in this December, somewhere. Who knows? I have created the logo, because the logo of the podcast, because it came, and I love I'm artistic, so I love that. So I created the logo, but I haven't created the content, because this is doing, and I still don't know what it will be, but I'm sure that I will know in a certain point in time. So that's the difference. If I would go back to the old Shanette would have created already a content, okay, and throw it out to the world. But I don't feel it yet, so I don't do it. And when I do it, I also know it might change in the future. But when I do it, I feel it, and I will know it's okay to start there.
Yeah, when I hear you say right now, I feel you. The word, like, two words right now come to mind, which is like design and align. And maybe it's the other way around, like align and design, you know? But that's kind of like the interpretation I have when you say create, you know, where it's like there's you're in a space of knowing that something's coming. Knowing that you're in this, like that you see in some direction that's where it's heading. It's not clear yet, but you can, the fuzzy outline of it says it's a podcast. Yeah, you might find out that it's actually something else, but it's some kind of like ongoing way of communicating and or being in connection with people. And what I'm hearing from you is like you're taking this month here to like get in alignment with it, get into intuitive flow around it, allow yourself to be inspired from different things, and just keep allowing, like, you know, and wherever the inspiration comes, 5 a.m. in the morning, right before you go to bed, whatever it is, allowing that to come forth so that what gets designed this month and like when it comes time to actually bring it to life, it's like in real alignment for you, as opposed to, if I'm getting you right, feel like, oh, I should do a podcast. And it should be on like the Leadership Circle. So I'm just going to just like get out there and start doing a podcast on the Leadership Circle. And it being misaligned so that eventually you're like, this isn't it. I'm not necessarily sure what it is. I'm going to stop doing this, or I'm going to keep doing it. Hopefully something will come out of it, but I really don't know what will. And it's almost like you didn't give yourself the space to actually decide and define what this actually is. Am I getting some of that right?
Yes, and the podcast was just an example because it's everything around that.
Absolutely.
So
Absolutely. Yeah.
it's
Yeah.
it's it's not it's everything around me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I feel you right now because I'm going through a defining process right now myself, and I started off here with I'm feeling this conflict, right? And it was the conflict between the creating and doing, the conflict between I know that there's some things I can do in the short term that could have some positive results, you know, and it's in alignment with hey, keep showing up, right? But it's almost like in my mind, the act of doing now, then I wouldn't have, and I think this to your point, I wouldn't have created, I wouldn't have designed, I wouldn't have found that alignment so that when the beginning of the year comes, it would just mean I have to do more of what I was going for, the short term win, but there isn't any longer term foundation. And I'm that right now, the crossroad that I feel I'm at, where on my end, I enjoy being intuitive. It is natural for me. I experience intuition from different sides. My brain intuition is pattern recognition. You know, my heart intuition is that my gut intuition, my soul is telling me different things. Mm-hmm. You know, and I also like to be in flow. And so there's something that's happening right now where. One of the approaches I'm taking, which feels fundamentally different than how I've been approaching flow for the last few years, actually, even years, is to recognize that I think I've gotten enough nudges from the universe of what it is that I actually want to create, or what I'm here to create, or what feels like it's being created out of me right now. And it's time to honor that in its fullness. And for me, honoring it in its fullness is rather than looking at a specific project and saying, I'm going to do this project, it's putting together the comprehensive, and I almost say reimagining of my business, reimagining of the movement, but it really isn't. It's stepping up into the level of creation and doing, and most importantly, leadership. That would allow the vision to come to life and fruition. And I'll say this, and as I say this out loud, it's not, of course I want to see that vision be successful. Predominantly there's the element of my main thing is what I want with success to me is that I can still keep working on the vision. Whether or not that is that there's enough revenue, there's enough wealth, there's enough relationships built, you know, there's enough that comes out of that allows me to keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep finding it. And so yes, there's a part of me that really wants to see that be successful in that way. But there's another part of me that's that recognizes I could be completely and totally wrong with what I think is what needs to get done. However, I'm too full. My cup is too full with my own ideas that until I go through the process and until I know I've put everything out there and I've emptied my cup, as opposed to having yes, I did that, but it's not the real vision, you know, until that happens, I won't have created enough space for that, which should be to come in. There's no space for the alignment for new downloads and so on and so forth. Yes. So I'm finding myself in a little bit in that space right now, and almost both daunted and excited, and I'm feeling scared around choosing to make an investment in designing and doing and creating the exact thing that I have in mind,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, I don't know, the smaller thing that I think that I'm intuitively led to do that day. Intuitively, I'm like, oh, let me go reach out to one person today who really scares me. Mm-hmm. Like the other, design wise, I'm like, it's time to get these things out of your head, build some courses, build some funnels, all this stuff. It feels weird saying it. It feels it feels like, oh, it's too blah, 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 too linear.
No,
And at the same time, I'm like, I want my intuition to have a platform, to like a spring. Like right now, it's too transactional. It's like I put in an edit, I put in an effort of 10, I get a return of 20, done. So now I have to go put in another effort of 10, I get a return of 5, done, you know, versus an actual system that continues to grow, even if it's only smaller returns along the way, you know?
The flow, it's the flowing, no?
It's it feels like flow. I think this is where, like, I love to play with you a little bit here. It's like meeting flow with structure as well, right? I think a lot of times when I think about intuition and being in the moment, what it feels like is that it takes me out of the space of pre-planning, the space of like going toward a specific goal. And instead it's just like, well, the wind blew left today, so I guess I'm going left and the go right. And then at the end of it, I'm like, you know what? I could tell you one thing. I did get blown around by the wind, but I don't know if I actually like got any closer to the destination that I really wanted to be at. But I did have some experiences in the wind. So I'm kind of curious about that, because I do believe in the intuitive power. And there's another part of me that's like building from the standpoint of, I got an intuitive download, and the size of that download was not just a one-off task to check. It was a business. It was a methodology. It was a movement, you know? So let me check in with you on that. What comes to mind? Thanks for letting me share some of this here. Here's what you think.
No, I'm happy and thankful that you share with me. Well, one thing that comes to my mind and that I was thinking is that in your case, you have a business and which is already going, and you want to keep it going. You're just redefining it now for it to be stronger and also for it to move into your movement.
Yep, keep going.
You
Yeah, keep
know?
going.
Yeah. So I understand that there is, I love the what you were saying, that the cup is full and it has to be emptied for new things to come in. For intuition and for new guidelines, alignments, creations, and then doing, no? And it's true. I completely understand that because I'm actually now empty because
Yeah,
I have,
that's what I
you
realized. I'm
know?
like, oh, she's filling her cup. I like
Yeah,
that. That's it. Yeah.
I'm empty because I close the community or I open it up, no? So for me, I'm empty and I'm now in the creation mode because I'm filling it up. But I understand and I see you because you have this the business that yes, you have to finish up things for it to start the other way or whatever way it is, no? So when you were saying this, I recognize you and I felt you and I said, yes, it's true, you have to do, in this case, you have to do certain things to finish it up.
That was really helpful. I'm glad that you brought in. It was really great to see both like more ways of how the cup could be, right? Because that was when I got the insight, I was like, oh, she's in cup filling mode. Got you know? And I'm like, I want to fill my cup up, but until I've just kept getting bigger and bigger cups, you know? And now it's like, dude, the cup's really, even this like gallon is full. You know, even this bucket is full. Like, you can keep getting, like, go do something with this now. And so that actually translates really well for me. And it's a large part of this, if I'll be very honest, it's a large part of it that goes to so firstly, I want to thank you for acknowledging how like the work that's done in the business leads into the movement. Right. They are separate, but not separate. There are things that I do for the business, but everything for me is underneath this larger movement. Right. And what was really occurring to me, and this is where I kind of talk about the short term doing right now versus the longer term, like the longer term play, is in terms of like if I approach the movement in the same way that I approach the business, which is what I'll say is without the systems to support the strength of what the movement is, I'll there'll be again that kind of like transactional element. The way I described it to someone the other day is I'm actually not trying to create systems. I'm trying to create an ecosystem, maybe ecosystems, right? And ecosystems, the input of one goes to become an output, which is by its nature the input for the next thing, and so on and so forth, right? And as we're talking, what's coming here is the internal recognition that if the create do combination, the create do flow is not honored, then the movement will be actually just me yelling into the world, me trying to pull people in on something and kind of like being little splatters here and there, as opposed to being in that aligned, powerful presence wherever it happens to be. Even if it's a drop, it's like an acid drop, you know? It's like what, like this goes straight through all the tables and everything, as opposed to just kind of like landing and splatting around, you know? So that was a bit conceptual when I say it, but I think that the main thing that I'm getting at is in talking to you, there's actually something that feels like it's fallen into place. And there's a part of me that's felt dirty or wrong for like choosing to invest in the plan while still knowing that like I'm an intuitive being, you know? Like and saying like, hey, actually I'm gonna set out the next month or two to just design, and then we're gonna go execute on that. And there's going to be structure along with the path and so on and so forth. And that structure is not going to necess not in the short term appear to support the bigger world of difference movement, even though we'll be coming out with a book, we'll be coming out with a like podcast. There'll be a lot of stuff that's happening, but the reason for it feels, I think, because it's coming from structure versus good intentions, or you know, like it just feels like I'm like, that can't be the movement stuff. I'm like, but all this is needed for the movement to have the foundation to move.
Yeah, Nyama, everything comes from you. And if it comes from you, even if you're creating some structure, it comes from you. So if it comes from your intuitions, it comes from what you have created once and what you are creating continuously. So if it has structure, it's good because it's the way that then you are able to get income from it, to get benefits from it, no? So it's totally okay and super well because it's what will allow you to later understand where you're going. If we don't walk, we don't know where we're walking, no? So I know we do socially conscious leadership is a lot about ourselves, our growth. So and listen to the steps we are going to take, no, or we're taking. And when we take them, we observe. And then we take the next step and we observe. And slowly we see and we look back and we see the path. But we have to walk to see the path. And before walking, we have to listen to do the step. But it's okay in this case. It's you're doing, but based on your steps. It doesn't necessarily, because that's the mind again. You don't know where you're going. You have a vision. Yes, that's vision. But how you're doing it and where you're going, you will discover as you walk. And when you walk, your vision gets clearer. And you will understand more what the movement is. And as it is getting benefits, and as you will see, and you will continue observing and staying intuitively looking at what's happening, it will open up. So it, because you do it transactional or something, doesn't mean that you're taking away the intuition, the spiritual and the purpose and the vision. Not at all. If we stay, if you always stay in observation. Because we know that whatever we create is continuously evolving and changing, because we change and because we have a path to walk. The only thing, we don't know the path yet, but for to know the path is to stay in observation and grow. We're not able to see it now.
So I love this. I'm going to do two things here because I want to respond directly to this. First, I'm going to respond to anyone that's here, right? Right now, we're going through something, like a part of me right now that feels like it's in conflict, right? If I'm gonna extrapolate this, because the part that feels like it's in conflict is, I know the leader I think I want to be, you know, and I also feel that in all the things that I've learned and all the ways that I've like gone about it, the ways I want to strive out into the world, it's causing me to show up in a certain way. And there's also something else where I'm like, I also know that I want to. And those two worlds coming into this conversation felt like they were at conflict, right? So for me, I'm going to keep going down this path here because Sunette's saying the right things and doors are unlocking. But I would invite you to think for yourself as this comes on, like, where are the elements in your life where you have either your values or the way that you think it should be, or like the like components of your world that feel like they're in conflict right now, where the person you were is rubbing against the person you are now and or you want to be, and you're finding and it's causing some tension in before it gets resolved. Because I'm coming back to you. I feel like that's what's at hand. I know how to be the consultant, you know, to come in, work through things. You know, like the reason I said design is because I'm like, oh yeah, design thinking. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do plan. We're gonna do research. We're gonna like, you know, we're gonna research and design. Then we're gonna plan it. Then we're gonna execute it. Then we're gonna refine it. You know, like boom, and there goes the cycle. And there's another part of me, the new part of like, no, I'm a present leader. I am here in the moment. I see what's around me. I respond here. Like I don't have, And what was cool for me when you were talking about, like, we take the steps and then eventually you look back and you see the path. I like that for me in this moment, because I believe what is occurring is I'm taking the steps, coming into an intuitive perspective, look back, okay, taking more steps, look back, I'm like, okay. And I got to this point where last time that I looked back, I saw the path and I understood, like, and then I looked ahead and I was like, the path is going to go this way, you know, or it was like, oh, I now know how to create path, you know, based on what I've done. I now know how to create path. I could just kind of go off and put my feet down and see where I'm going. Or I can say, I have enough resources, understanding, past experiences, drive. I have a compass here. Like, I am pretty sure where I want to go is like, 2 kilometers down the path this way, and I'm gonna have to go around here because I hear water, whatever it is. So like, I'll build a bridge, whatever. But I'm pretty sure it's down this way. Let's just go for that, and then when I get to the end of that, we'll take a look around and see where do we go, you know. Or perhaps in the process, we'll see where we went. But I really like that idea of the path part, because it's still being in flow. There's been a lot of potential that's been built over the time, you know, and now it's like, go realize that and since there's so much potential being built, there's a lot of, it's like pulling back a slingshot. Mm-hmm. I almost think it's like I could just keep doing boop 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 and the bead falls down, or I can wait and I can wait and I can invest and create that potential energy. And then, like, what's been happening is that I've been continuing to pull back, create them with this energy. And now my body's like, it's like, this cup is overfilling. Just let go and see, like, let it fly and then go pick up wherever it flies to. So I appreciate that, because in having this conversation, I was able to see the internal conflict that I was having, who I've been, who I am, and who I want to be. We're all kind of meeting up in this space. What I know, what I like, what feels like it's a risk, all those things are all coming together in conflict, and just being able to share this with you and be able to look at this has given me a space of, not that it's resolved, quote unquote, but I understand the crossroads that I'm at, and I can make a decision now based on that, knowing full well that I am choosing. Doesn't mean I'm choosing success, but I am successful because I have chosen.
Yes. Yes.
I appreciate you for that.
Yes, I appreciate you because you're a reflection, and I always learn. And plus, because you describe it always so beautifully and wrap it up, let's say, so clearly for everyone, inclusive myself.
Can I ask you what did you learn this time? What insights came from what I said back there? Because I'm processing out loud at the same time. So like, I'd be curious what you picked up from
that. No, what I love is what you were saying about how the past you is meeting the now you. And I love that because it's what happens to us so many times, that we realize that where we're walking now doesn't fit anymore where we were walking before, or let's say where we are now, which door has opened, a vision has opened, or the vision has become bigger, because as we grow, the vision becomes clearer, no? So now that you have seen the vision, what you had before, which was a smaller vision, and you had created based on that smaller vision, doesn't fit anymore the same way, because you saw now that the path has to change, because now you're different, you have seen something different or clearer, and what you had seen before doesn't fit anymore. So it's an adjustment. We always adjust. So it can happen in any moment, no? But I love it, because for me, this is part of this socially conscious leadership, no? It's always adjusting, being open and humble enough to adjust all the time, because life is about that. It's evolving and growing, and whatever you are creating has to evolve also. It cannot stay stagnant, because you have changed and your vision is clearer, and you know that you have to make a change. Yourself has to make a change so that you are able to go to walk, continue walking your path. Huh? So I love that, the fact that, yes, today we are not the same that we were yesterday. And that's why we have to change, continue changing, no? And change starts from within, always. So that was very nice to see, no? With what you were saying, with figure. And then I had another thing I wanted to share with you, but it slipped my mind. Regarding another thing you said, but it will come. It will come.
We'll allow for that to come when it comes, you know. So, yeah, I'm feeling sort of like it speaks to a lot what's going on here. I get curious. I'm curious about you. I'm curious about the defining period. I'm also good to go to a completely different area in conversation. And I'm also just excited about what I'm creating too. So I'm also happy to like step into that and share some things around that. So where would you feel like, where are you feeling the conversation flowing now?
I have a question for you, because I love that. But I have a question. Don't you love that not knowing?
Ooh, let me check in on that. I was about to be like, yeah, of course I love it. And then I was like, a part of it showed up that I didn't love. Let me just see. And this is the part that I think I want to love. Because I'm like, if I can go back and love with this, we're good. Yes. So what feels... I'll explain it this way. There's a part of me that loves the not knowing. I'm not here for the certain, right? I personally love change. If it's constant makes me feel off. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. You know, I'm like, why am I here if we're just keeping everything the same? Like, I'm not here to keep things the same. I'm here to disrupt, not disrupt. I'm here to transform.
Yes.
You know? So like, so, and it, what it's going to be, I don't know. And I love playing indie. I don't know. And as much as I want to say that, and feel empowered by it, there's another part of me, the part that like this time didn't feel good was, oh, but I want to know that I'll be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And by safe, it's, I want to know that like financially the investment will be here and that I can continue to live this out as opposed to like being in like survival mode,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so there's a underarching deep knowing that this is going to work out. This is exactly where I need to go. But what I'm also like the risk, the part that I don't know is in what time frame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know it'll work out. It's the right path, but it doesn't mean that it's gonna like it, that it's gonna work out in the timing that I would like it to.
Yeah.
You know, and so that part feels like it wants to be expressed. That part feels like I'm recognizing it's actually really helpful. Like I'm recognizing like there is no right or wrong choice. Right. There's that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There is just it's an understanding of when do I want to see the returns of whatever choice I have made. And how and that feels like the important part. But even as I'm talking, I recognize that like the short term returns that I'm looking for, the way that I choose to do stuff is to do it out loud. Right. So you're even hearing me, you're hearing the internal parts of me. Right. A lot of like we could easily have chosen to come into a space together where week after week we come in and we just share our thoughts, not mm-hmm. really what's inside, but like this external way yeah. of like what's. But each time I come here, I'm like, I'm going to put some part of me on the table
mm-hmm.
to be looked at in a way while it's still raw and still in the process,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
And I think that that what's coming through for me as I say this is. I'm actually even more in alignment with my short term, provided that I allow people in on the creation of this longer term investment.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, really, as long as I choose to be co-creative in it, and to be exhaustive and expansive with what co-creation can look like.
Yes.
Yeah. So like in this case, I'm talking about the projects that I'm on. In this case, I'm letting you in on like, hey, there's a massive shift coming. For some people, that might be exactly what like they don't need me to call them or do the thing that I thought I needed to do. They just need to know that something big's coming and saying, hey, whatever that is, can you tell me more about it?
Mm-hmm.
I want to share something with you, but I want to first create space for you to respond to that. And then I'd love to share with you some of the things that are coming out of the woodwork related to the project that I've been taking on. All right. Would that be good?
About co-creation.
Yeah. No? Yeah. About the co-creation. Exactly. But yeah. Share, like before I go into that, is there anything that comes for you? Is there anything that you want to bring in?
Well, it goes aligned to what I missed before. And then you were saying again, is the choosing. The choosing. We always are free to choose and to respond to the step we take or the path that we take. Yes, by ourselves, no? We always have that choice. And that's something that is very important to know. We always have the choice.
That's to say, about the choice. What's coming to me is, I'll share a little bit about the project that I'm working on right now, right? But what's coming to me is like is how true everything you said is already. Especially the looking back at the path and you know being intuitive and so on and so forth, right? As opposed to I'm like I'm going down the path. I'm adding structure. I'm like intuition's been right alongside with me. Like what am I talking about, right? So a month ago, it started from intuition. A month ago, I was coming back from somewhere and I got a download that I'm on this planet to help difference makers, people who can use their difference to make a difference in the world. you know. And so the overarching project, and which then became the movement, is the World of Difference movement. And that feels so much better to me than World Joy. Like, it just, like, World Joy sits within World of Difference, but World of Difference is really it. I'm like, what would it be like for everyone to come in the world and say, like, rather than saying, here goes what we have in common, so now we can work together, it's, wow, you have something different to offer. Please, let's work together. What can, like, let's co-create, you know? Yeah, I think the world of commonality is a world of competition, of competition, cooperation, and collaboration, but it doesn't hit into co-creation. Co-creation is the world of difference. It's, you're doing something different than me. You bring your part, I'll bring my part, and now all of a sudden we have something much larger than either one of us could have done alone, as opposed to we both
Yes.
contributed to the same thing.
Yes.
So with that download, I realized, I was like, oh, it's time for me to empty my cup. And so I said, it's time for me to have a book. Like, I never wanted a book beforehand, but it's actually interesting. A book is what a lot of people use in business to, like, to establish themselves. But for me, the book was, here goes a way to establish the movement. Like, I need to get this out and put it out into find a way to concretely put out the ideas and thoughts in a structured manner, so that people can come along for the ride, or be a part of it. Actually, it's not, like, I think that's the difference. It's not to come along for the ride. I think the way that I'm operating right now, people can come along for the ride because they don't know where it's going. It's like, oh, we turn left, oh, we turn right. Whereas with the book and what I consider a structure and so forth, it's really about building the tools for them to be able to really come and embrace the movement on their own and know how they can contribute by bringing their movement to life, you know, bringing
Yes.
their business to life, right? Bringing
Yes.
their leadership to the forefront. And so we started out with this book. I reached out, and the way I say is, my tagline is, we're co-creating a world of difference. So I reached out to people and said, come, would you like to be a part? We're writing this book. Would you like to be a part of it? And I came up with some ways that I thought would be fun for me, because I like to talk. I like to, like, have people meet me in real coaching sessions, and if, like, let's choose a topic that would make a world of difference to you, or how you are creating a world of difference out in the world, and let me coach you on that, or let me give you some workshops of some of the things that I think are going to end up in the book. Well, what ended up happening was, we set out a goal where we said, let's just do this book, and we set a 2-month goal for it. We said, before the end of the year, let's get it done. Then it became, hey, once a quarter in 2023, we should release a book. And then I realized, I'm like, there's still not enough constraints. Like, there's still too much openness and such. Once a month. So now we're on the path of releasing, of producing 12 books in 2023.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's like, and so when I look at that, I was like, that's a lot of intuition that's coming here, because, like, it came as one book, and then a month later, we're at 12, you know? We're at 12, but that's where the system and structure, like, allows for that.
Yeah, it
Your
allows.
intuition only would only be like, it would take a year to get the one book out, and I would care so much about it that people would miss out on all the other things I have to say. By the end of the year, we'll have, it probably would have been the same book, but at least it was out in the world for people to interact with and for me to learn with earlier. The part that is really interesting is that, and this is an invitation for both you and anyone else that's listening too. I've had some people come in and not collaborate with me, because I invited, they came in from a co-creative perspective. I was just talking today with someone who is like, hey, I'm an illustrator, and I love to get out into the world and illustrate some, like, bring some of my stuff there. Can we talk about how we can incorporate illustrations into this book that you're doing? And I'm like, yeah. Like, that's something different. That's a co-create, that's a skill that I don't have, that all of a sudden is going to take this book into a new level of being a resource, you know? And I'm loving when people are coming to me with suggestions, you know, like, there's another book, or potentially as part of this year, I'm going to have case studies, yes, but also poems. Poems written by people, songs done, like, there's a lot of things that are coming into this. I call it a book, but I'm like, this is so much more. It's just, it's
There's
just,
more.
it's just so much more. So I am really loving the co-creative element that is coming as a result of this here. And I wanted to share that, and it also just kind of brought into focus, like, the questions that are going on in my head and such are more related to like, hey, you're creating something new, you're creating something in a new way, and less about like what I was thinking before. So I'm appreciative.
I believe, well, it's the power of co-creation, no? At the end, power of co-creation is something we cannot understand with our minds, and that's why it's going to be amazing, because it's the coming together of many people with their power of being.
Yeah.
Or creating something that it's not this, you cannot describe it because you don't know what it's going to be. But when it is, it will be original, authentic, and unique and powerful. So it's beautiful, beautiful. I love that. And I told you last time, I think I can give you some poems of those. I have to still look into those, but it's my to-do.
Well, it's not your to do yet. It's not your to do yet,
No.
right? And we're in the creation of it, right?
Yeah.
You're in
Oh,
creation mode, right? So like it, this is not to do time. This is
yeah.
to create time,
No.
right? So what will come will be like when the
When it
time is
is,
right,
when
when
it
the time
is.
is right. Yeah, I've planted some seeds of letting you know that I think like here goes one of the ways I think that we can co-create with each other in it, right? But you might come out of this and as a result of the creation period that you're in right now, come to me a month later,
Yeah,
3 months later,
that's
whatever it
something
is,
that's.
yeah, and say, here goes what I would love to co-create with you. And yeah, that's I feel expansive about. And that's where I feel like I'm super, yeah, let's just say that like we'll have the structure to handle anything that you want to co-create with and contribute. And if we don't have the structure there, we'll have the structure to have taken care of all the other stuff we were doing so we can build a new structure for this. You know? And that's what it feels like. Like, thank you so much, because I'm like, it really does feel like this is all. Yeah, I want you to be in creation. Now knowing that, I'm like, I don't like do your creation.
Yeah, I
Let
know, I do my creation.
things come in and then like let's see where we
I
go.
am in it because something good is coming up. But you know, I love, and I'm so thankful, so grateful about you, and the fact of that you have taken co-creation. You have felt it so much. Because I remember when we met, no, and I
Oh,
explained
yes.
the different
I did
collaboration.
not know it. I did not know about co-creation before
You
you.
see
Yeah.
how beautiful it is, and Yama, what it brings, it's amazing. It's the beauty. It's not, you cannot describe that.
I really can't. I think this is where I love to be in like I acknowledge the power of intuition. I acknowledge the power of presence, right? Because it was just, I think it was our first conversation ever together, just like talking about what I reached out to potentially collaborate. And in there you brought up co-creation. I was like, this is interesting. Tell me more about it. And it's become my new standard
Yeah,
and the
I
new
love
thing
it.
that like, yeah. And I catch where I'm like, oh, we're in collaboration right now. That's why this doesn't feel any as good. You know? We're overlapping each other. We're sitting here waiting for each other here, and like we're siloing ourselves because we're not even in collaboration. We're in cooperation right now. If you need something from me, then I'll show up. At least collaboration. We're like, hey, I'm doing something. I think this might contribute toward what you're doing. Okay, now we're collaborating to get there. And then co-creation is like, it's I have something to contribute. Like, let's find a way to like. Let's see how that my contribution can augment what is going on here. And that is I'm so grateful for you, because it's been one of the most fundamental game changers for me in this past year. Actually, now that I think about it, I'm like, oh, I gotta create a course around it. So like there's and 'cause that's what I'm doing now. I'm now nowadays I'm like I'm seeing things and I'm like, oh, okay, at first I was creating a video. Then I was creating thought leadership emails. Then I was leading people through sessions. And now I'm like, if I have an idea, I'm going to create a course. Just but make a course up, you know?
And
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's amazing because what I see in the future, and that's why I'm also very thankful, because my vision is about socially conscious leadership, that we all are socially conscious leaders. That means every woman, every man, every human being, you know, is a socially conscious leader. And there's socially conscious leadership is love, uniqueness, and co-creation. It's that we live in co-creation. No, so because co-creation comes through love and through the uniqueness of each of us, no, through that is that we co-create, and it's so beautiful to see you in the taking the co-creation and doing a book and inviting many others to understand what co-creation is. So
To
really.
experience it, because you say experience, right? You say explore, experience,
A
and was it
practice.
and practice, right?
Yes.
So like that's what I'm doing. I'm like, I want to give people an experience of it while I am practicing
Yes.
co-creating with others.
Yes.
Keep
Yes.
going.
Yes.
I feel the connection.
And yes, and it's so beautiful because as I was saying, you know, one of the forces is inspiration also. One of the positive impact forces are inspiration, not the way that we are able to. It comes from the heart, and it's the way through your practice, you're making others experience. And when they experience, they then will practice, and it moves. It moves, and people will slowly understand and surely that what co-creation is, the power of co-creation. As the more we are, the more we change the world, because co-creation is changing yourself. No, co-creation, as before, comes from love and uniqueness, and it comes from being open-heartedly working through who you are with other ones. So it changes you, because you see the power of co-creation. What all the positive things that come of it, out of it, the benefits. There's so many, and I believe that's how we move. No, that's the movement, the positive impact movement. That's for people to understand through experience what it is to co-create. And they only can understand it when they experience it.
Because as you said, it's like a couple of different things come for me. I'm like, okay, one of your vehicles of change is co-creation. Like it could have been the co-creative movement, you know? And it's like, so that's one. Two, I've been in environments like my past experiences before I became an entrepreneur were very both collaborative and co-creative. Right, in various ways. The projects that I took on that were most excited and successful were co-creative. Like as my leadership style is I have this big vision, I have a vision, and I'm open to whatever it is that you want to contribute because I can find a way for your contribution to
Yes.
both contribute to that vision, but my secret vision is to make sure that you know that whatever you have to offer can be valuable. Should
Yes.
you choose to offer it? That's the real vision. Like just in the yes. I don't care
Yes.
who how many people else see it, but for you to leave there transformed, that's my real co-creative
Yes.
value. I
Yeah.
have a platform, I have visions, sure. But the real thing is like I create all these things so that people can come in and experience it. And I
Yes.
think that's like
Yes, you experience them and you empower them, because socially conscious leadership is, well, self-leadership, but also, since it's through love and uniqueness, it's for everyone to get empowered in their uniqueness. So when you are leading others through socially conscious leadership, through who you are, in reality, you also are growing them through your growth. You see where they can grow, and you make them grow through this co-creation. So,
that's
and
it.
everyone goes in there.
I'm glad that you see that. It's been a very it's helpful to hear you reflecting back. So thank you for being a mirror and thank you for being a reflection for me here. Because as you said, I'm like, yeah, that's leadership. I'm like, no, that actually that's my style of leadership, you know. And part of what why movement is important, part of why structure is important. Because the structure part for me is, it came up, the reality was, I want to allow more people to come in and come play.
Mm-hmm.
However, yeah. they like without a vision that is articulated in a way that they can see like what's happening and how they can either extract and translate and say, okay, well, if you're doing this, here's what I can do on top of it. If that's not coming out for them, they're feeling confused and they don't know how to participate. You know, if they're not seeing if we haven't created like the means to be able to say, okay, yeah, I can take you on. I can take that on here. We're not able to actually have the experiences of it all. Yeah. So, and yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you. Cause what you've done is that you brought me in, this brought me back into like, I am having an experience of world creation. That's mm-hmm. what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I as much as I'm woo. Okay. I want to say this out loud. Cause I've never said it and owned it in this way. I thought I was building a business. You know, I thought I was building a coaching practice. Then I realized I was building a business. Then I realized I was building a company. Then I realized now I'm actually building a movement. And now I'm like, no, I'm co-creating a new world.
Yes.
Like this is, I'm a world creator. That is it.
Yes.
And
yes.
part of how, yeah.
That's
part of the fuel of
this. That's who we are.
Yeah.
That's who we are. And that's who we are every day because we are like that. And that we humans are like that. And when we discover this power of being, it's when we continue because we know we are co-creating the new earth. Through our being, through our flowing, through our change, through our everything, through who we are.
All right. I think I have to bring us to a conclusion on that one right now because my whole body is shaking. Do this, Jeanette. I'm going to take like 30 seconds. I'm just going to just like go for a walk and yeah. come back and get presents here. Would you mind starting to wrap us up? I'll come back here in about like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I'm alone here. No, I'm with you guys. Again, I say that I'm very grateful because I've seen Nyama transforming so beautifully and understanding what love, uniqueness, and co-creation is, no? Which is at the end socially conscious leadership. So this is part of the vision I have for this world, for the new earth, no? To co-create the new earth through socially conscious leadership. So through who we are and what we love to create. Because at the end we are limitless. We have a limitless potential, each of us, everyone. And we just have to see it. We just have to experience it. And to experience, we have to explore it. So that's why I always say explore, experience, and practice, no? Because explore, it's the step you're taking. You take the step, and then you experience. And when you experience and you have understood what the experience brings to you, then you continue practicing and taking more steps. And the new earth is about that. It's co-creation. Co-creation because we are limitless, each of us, and together we can create something very beautiful through our own change. And it doesn't mean that if you are alone and you are an individual, you cannot change the world. It's not true. You can change the world always through your own change because any change you do, it will impact you positively around you. So you're already changing the world. And I invite you to co-create. Experience co-creation. Go and be who you are. Nyama and I co-create with these conversations. We don't know where we're going, but we're flowing. And now we are being, we open our hearts and we just share. And we learn so much from each other. And that's co-creation. We didn't know. We don't know what's coming out of it. And today, an amazing conversation came out and a lot of insights and review, which is very, very powerful, no? And supporting our growth. So I hope it also supports your growth. the one that you are here listening to us. And then to wrap up with me, well, I am actually now, well, as we said before, creating the leadership circle for the new earth. So really emphasizing in the socially conscious leadership, I'm creating a dissertation. It's called the socially conscious leadership. It's PhD in philosophy and conscious centered living. And that's what I'll be creating, starting to create this month, and also looking into the circle in how I can support you in your leadership, in your inspiring you, and in your finding who you are, which you already are now, but in understanding, exploring who you are and knowing that you are limitless. So if you want to visit about what I do, so there's the website pimove.org, pimove.earth also, and this website also leads you to the other one, which is leadershipcircle.earth. And I invite you to join the circle. Joining the circle now is really joining the digest. It's might, which is the change it has now. It might feel a little bit, and I don't know, I'm daring. And as I'm daring, I tell you the truth, and the truth, the truth for me is that we are free in this world. And leadership has to do with freedom. So in this circle, I know that I will be talking about a lot about freedom to be who you are and creating what you love. It's not a political movement. It's not a religious movement, but freedom is in all of us every day. And we have to, we should, it's our choice to respect that. And for especially the integrity with who we are. So the circle has to do with that, with our, with the new earth. And new earth has to do with your integrity and freedom and love, uniqueness and co-creation. Thank you so much, Nyama.
Ah, I love that, Sunette. I love seeing how like the period of creation has come into life for you right here. I love hearing about the dissertation. I'm like, yeah, you're gonna have a PhD in this. Like, that's like no joke. And also just like in my mind, the PhD is also adding structure, right? It helps like take the various things you're saying and puts it into some other form for others, right? So without even trying, thank you for being an example in my world, right? I'm going to invite you all to come and play as well, and to really continue down this path of co-creation. And the path of co-creation that's existing for me is all around the world of difference, right? So we're co-creating a book right now. People are finding ways to contribute. All I know is that every time I talk about this, everything that we do, it continues to expand more and more. All I can say is, and as a result, I have to create new structures. I have to create, like, it's causing me to keep growing. And I love it. Like in that process, I am being co-created as well. And so if you're looking to have a co-creative experience, I invite you to come and join us in the World of Difference movement and World of Difference book project. You can go to niyama.com/WOD, as in World of Difference, to find out some of the opportunities that we have available at this time. We change it up. Right now, we've done some live coaching sessions. We've done some workshops where we're teaching new ideas. We've brought people onto podcasts. Like, there's a lot of different ways that you can be a part of this. And what's really been fun is when someone has gone and said, I see what you're offering, Niyama, and here's what I propose. This is what I would love to like bring to this space. We've only ever been able to keep adding in and contributing. And I think one of the things you find about me is in every single way, shape, or form, whether we're working in a client relationship or we're working in a partnership or both, we're always growing. And that's my invitation to you. My invitation is to come grow with us and be a co-creator of something that is, I mean, we're creating a whole new world together, a whole different world. And I'd love for you to come be a part of that. So go to niyama.com/WOD. And that's the portal into a lot of what we're doing. And you can also find some other contact information to reach out to me if you want to be a part of that, or there's another world that you're creating and you'd love some support with it. I'm happy to support you in making that come to life as well. All right. I think that's good. Like, you'll find me on the socials by my name, Niyama Ashang. But like, World of Difference is where we're playing. So let's co-create together.
Yes, thank you. Thanks so much. Love you lots.
Much love. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye
Bye.
bye.